When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Christy Huey is a serial entrepreneur and CEO and founder of Action Flix Media. She's known for creating the Emmy-winning Shaolin Showdown franchise with Warner Brothers and Shaolin Chronicles on Netflix, now streaming on Amazon. A creative business executive, she specializes in transforming innovative concepts into global entertainment franchises that span games, toys, and consumer products. An award-winning content creator, Christy earned her EMBA from USC Marshall School of Business and enjoys collaborating with creative teams and corporate partners to produce global content, including Emmys, Telly Awards, and W3 Awards. Your film beautifully captures the long-practiced expertise of the Wuyi artisans who produce black and oolong teas widely consumed in the West. You can't help but see that the lives of the people you profile and the life in the leaf blend in such harmony that those who drink these teas are enriched. The film presents tea making in rich detail and more authentically than I expected.
Thank you, Dan. It is such a mystical project, Dan, that how it came about, if I were to tell you, some of the remarkable stuff that was happening and that how it happened, how the entire movie came together, it is nothing short of a miracle. And from the makings of to how it stumbled upon on my lap and my own journey as both a person, a tea drinker, and a professional, all those forces kind of collided in a perfect scenario to enable me to do this. Tea movie, what does it take? I jokingly say that you kind of have to be the Columbo, a detective, but knowing both the Western culture innately, like I am, and also fluently, and also knowing the Chinese culture with a passion and love and the background of all the dynasties and the love for tea, and a love for history. If I did not have the love for history, it wouldn't have come out the way it is. And I would have given up, because this whole tea movie was supposedly a 30-minute film.
And then it turned into 90.
I thought it was going to be 6 months, because I knew tea turned into 90. Because when I was in the midst of it, like I said, this is a 7-year project from inception to distribution, it's 7 years. And in the makings of it took 5 years. 5 years. I was just looking at the rough cuts. COVID both hurt us and helped us. Mm-hmm. When we finally finish this cut, and you would appreciate this, it is timeline number 81, rounds of addition. Why don't we just go ahead and finish it? Why don't we just turn it in? As a lifelong tea drinker and someone who loves tea, I think that I would not be doing tea's justice if I didn't completely tell the story. And I often use her, because Camellia sinensis, I felt like there's a kindred spirit. I aspire to be like a tea plant, because it's humble, it's noble, like I said on the film, and spiritual. I speak Chinese fluently. I was raised in China, born in China. I thought I know the key story. I did not know the key story. The key history was so muddled. The perfect scenario is for me to share with the world the glorious history of tea, and that this drink is more than a drink. It's the melting, the infusion of the divine universe between the plant world and the human spirit. And that's what I call the tea spirit. It is beyond a drink, because when I walked into this project, it was just a drink. I talk about, you know, the terroir. I've been drinking tea at Wulong, fall in love with Wulong. And it's about the terroir. It's about the health benefits of it and how it cleanses the oil from your body and kind of help you get rid of the fat and all that fun stuff. And Wulong, I mean, for tea now, it's helping you lower cholesterol, all these wonderful things. But I never knew that what is beyond what we know, the physicality of tea, the philosophy, the living philosophy, the spirit. This has been a long journey. Like I said, it was 7 years just to make this film, to come to the understanding, and it humbles me.
Your heartfelt response, Christy, aligns with the film's tone. Following the pandemic, we observed a significant increase in at-home consumption, a growing appreciation for the calming ritual in stressful times, and a recognition of the importance of brewing temperature as well as the health benefits of loose-leaf tea. Your documentary showcases the traditional preparations that artisans use to enhance that enjoyment, encouraging consumers globally to refine their taste in tea. Europe and North America might appreciate tea because it tastes a certain way, but I don't think they have the discipline to dig in to discover why it tastes the way it does. By exploring what's unique about the pine trees used to smoke Lapsang and the unique qualities of the Dolomite waters of Wuyishan, artisan tea makers can teach us these things. Those of us who have seen the documentary say this feels authentic. Drone shots, not CGI, gestures and processing techniques are natural, and dialogues not rehearsed.
You were right, but everything has yin and yang. And with the technology, a lot of things get detached, including our own spirits and our own way of life and the way we look at things, the way we treat each other, the relationship with ourselves, with the way we work, with the way we talk, we collaborate. So I think this is why sometimes when I showed this film in China, they were absolutely glowing onto the TV, because I will tell you one thing really, really surprising, Dan. In China, they know their own Zen ritual, the beginning of it, blah, 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 but they did not even know how spiritual it was, the beginning, because it's just like in France, tea, wine, the monks made wine first inside the monastery. That's how it was, the spiritual path, and it was the work that it's God-given work, right? So you have that, and that's why I often said that there's a parallel between that and tea. Tea in China grew out of the monastery. It was the monks' drink because they had to stay awake. And so in order to make tea, and it was a spiritual journey, that you have to put your best, your essence, into it, just like the French monks made their wine. They had to put their essence into it. There's no shortcut. There's absolutely no shortcut. There's no AI. There's nothing. There's no social media. There's no influencers. There's just you and this plant. So when you put that into that truest essence of what it is, it becomes what it is, which is imbued with holy, you know, your spirituality between the melting of two spirits, form the plants and the human. That's why I was so touched. I almost was near tears when old daddy, the 11th generation, belonged to the master, said this line to me, that it was good people make good tea. It was like, whoa. He summarized it so beautifully. It couldn't have been written in a script. I mean, I'm a script writer. It couldn't have been spoken in a more truest form.
That's the authenticity I'm talking about. There's a message in your documentary that it's handmade.
I love the scene that when I said, oh, Daddy, pretend the camera's not here. Because I wanted to capture the traditional method of you making tea, not the manufacturing line, not the assembly line. And there are plenty. And I saw that too. And to me, that wasn't what's interesting and what's captivating. I want to get down to the essence, the roots of tea, and to the beginning of how it became. And so I decided to capture the traditional aspect of tea making. And that's why I was so delighted when you had never seen a scene like that in any tea making movie.
When you read the history of tea, there are tales of espionage, naval warfare, and other complications such as the Boston Tea Party. Tea changed the world in less obvious ways as well. Will you talk about the mercantile aspects of tea, such as how the porcelain teacup influenced perceptions of China and tea globally?
The Chinese people are tradesmen. They are very savvy business people. They respond to the market demand really, really quickly, very entrepreneurial, especially back in the 1700s when you are having the Canton Guangzhou ports as the only ports that's open to the Westerners. So I'm a Canton girl. I came from Guangzhou. So this is where the trade, China trade, the only city really back then that was open to the Western trade. So the Cantonese people actually are very savvy merchants. As I said in the documentary in the beginning, the Chinese only like to have very refined tea, tea that is not black in color or muddy in color. They want clear, golden elixir color. And so, so that's what's popular in China. And so all of a sudden you have this accidental tea that's been smoked by the pine. And they're like, oh, we don't like to drink it in Chinese. Ooh, this is bad stuff. Let's ship it out. Well, then voila, it became a giant hit. I mean, that was what the Western palate was welcoming. Well, also, I would often say that had they have Instagram back then, the digital media to share what's good tea, then possibly the West would want to have good tea too. But everybody's, and I think that's the beauty of tea, is that everyone's taste is so different, right? And so that tea made it out to the world and it started, oh, we can add milk to it. And timing is everything, as you and I both know. So they can add milk, right? And then they can add sugar later on. But that's what it is, that the Chinese never had the habit of drinking tea with milk. So therefore, to our palate, the lighter the tea, those clear tea, it fits our lifestyle and our entire dietary makeup. Whereas you over there, you have milk. And so all of a sudden, things kind of... And then so, like I said in the documentary, well, the merchants in Wuyishan responded. They're like, oh, wow, look at the Dutch came in and they want black tea. Well, all of a sudden, everybody who makes oolong tea, which is a lot more complicated to make, right? That's the most complicated tea to make and make well, oolong tea. 14 different interlocking steps that you cannot miss one step. And just like, oh, daddy had to do this firing, kneading and all those kind of things. And everybody kind of changed. And so a lot of tea masters and tea houses started to make black tea, which is a lot easier to make for them. Well, so all of a sudden you have that exporting. Now about teapots and tea things. And then when these tea things come out to China, and you're right about all the European families, when those who have the wherewithal would go and say, I want the finest, you know, tea things. Even our own very president, George Washington, had to have his own tea sets, right? Mm-hmm. Because he has to. And so we actually have the invoice that George Washington paid for that Cantonese blue and white set in his library, because every bachelor has to have that. That's your, that is symbol that you desire. European porcelain industry has not reached the height where it could withstand boiling water. And so therefore, they did not have the type of teaware to actually brew tea the way that it's supposed to be brewed.
Postscript. Behind the scenes with Christy Hui.
I went back to China 5 times to film. And every time I went back there, and because I came back and I thought I have everything, and then I did more research and said, oh, I missed this and this. In Wuyishan, drone shots were prohibited. I went into the forbidden region, that where Mr. Zhang talked about Lapsang Shushong and how it was created, how his family and the entire smoke room that we went in to film, never happened before. No Westerner. As an American, am not even permitted to go in. I mean, there's so many things behind the scenes, all the tickets and all these wonderful events we can do to literally walk viewers through some of the marvelous happenings around the film that you're like, truly, this is a miracle. The fact that it came out the way it is, it's a miracle in and of itself.
Now streaming on Amazon Prime and available on Tubi, the documentary is well-deserving of global exposure.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.